Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Things strange and unusual, crazy and cuckoo, sappy and silly, and everything in between. Each week we get together to talk about something weird, but this week is an exception. Our scheduling ended up a little wonky at the end of this month here heading into September, so we didn't have an episode for you this Friday. But it's Friday. What are we, monsters? Keep It Weird is how you know the weekend's here. So I picked a bonus episode for you that I thought you'd enjoy. He's been a busy, busy bee this year with work and surgeries, so we haven't had the pleasure of hearing his voice on the podcast that often. So I chose an episode of Keep It Seared with Handsome Joe, where I share a collection of strange facts with him and see how he feels about them. No surprise, he has a few opinions. This episode is called Dead Hair Don't Care, and we learn about things like, do astronauts get life insurance? Why did the first fast food drive-thru open? And we even speculate on why human beings like the game of tag. If you ever have a strange fact you'd like Joe to react to or a question for our recurring segment Ask Me Everything, shoot us an email at keepitweirdpodcast@gmail.com with strange fact or Ask Me Everything as the subject line, or call us at 626-686-1821 and leave us a message with your fact or question there. And then we can play your question on the episode and it'll be like you're recording with us. Anyway, next week we've got two incredibly cool special guests for you. If you're a patron of the show, you know who they are. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Go get those perks at www.patreon.com/keepitweirdpodcast, where you'll also get access to two bonus episodes just like this one every month. Then we've got some killer eps to get us through September, and then guess motherfucking what? It's spooky time! I feel it. I'm alive. Anyway, please enjoy this episode, and Lauren and I will see you in a week. Happy September, weirdos. Hi, weirdos. Welcome to Keep It Seared, the place for searing hot meat and a hot head who loves to eat it. My name is Ashley. This is my fiance, Joe.
Am I the hot meat?
You're the hot head that loves to eat the hot meat.
Oh, ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, okay, that's hot. Going.
Let's see where this goes.
All
right. Okay, I'm listening.
We missed you guys last month. Lauren did the bonus episode with her sister, and it was actually a really fantastic episode. So if you guys haven't listened to that yet, make sure that you do. I told Joe all about it.
Yes.
Lauren's sister is just like the sweetest person. This is Keep It Seared. We are your $5 bonus episode. And this week, I've got a lot of fun, crazy facts for Joe that I think are either going to blow his mind or prove to me how much more he knows about everything than I do. Can you just pretend like you don't know the stuff I'm going to tell you?
Okay. Roger.
Like, even if you know, just be like, I don't know. And then be like, what? Are you serious?
What's carbon?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? We did what?
Okay. All right. Noted.
Thank you. I actually remembered I have a video for you at some point. I got to get it queued up. So just entertain our listeners.
All right. Well, let's see. The old gray mare just ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. But the old gray. Oh, God.
What is that?
I'm having a nightmare. Oh, God. I mean, it's something. It's either like a bastardized version of the real thing, or it's the real thing that soaked into my brain at one point. Couldn't tell you what it's from, or
wow,
yeah. To knowing me, it's probably from The Simpsons. As embarrassing as it is to say that 70% of my personality was shaped by The Simpsons, it's true.
Okay, I'm all queued up. Thank you for entertaining them with that song.
I did what I could, you know. The show must go on.
I really thought you were going to pull something else out, but instead it was a children's tune.
Yep.
And I'm okay with it.
So, full of surprises.
I have these in no particular order. We're just going to chat.
If they're not in order, I swear to God.
Go ahead, ask
away. Okay, good. Do you know why the first drive-through was invented? You can guess.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say they were doing construction on the inside of the establishment.
No, that's a really good guess, though.
Okay.
This is wonderful. I had no idea. It was at a McDonald's, obviously. McDonald's is the king of fast food. Yeah.
Oh, no matter
and if
what
you disagree
you think,
with that, you're yeah. wrong.
If you disagree with that, read the various operations budgets. We'll see who's playing chess and who's playing checkers.
Obviously, the drive-thru was invented. It's easy. We're a lazy species.
Very.
That's what you would assume.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's ease.
I would definitely go the cynical route for
right.
sure.
But it wasn't. So the first drive-thru was installed in a McDonald's based in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which was right next to the Fort Huachuca military installation.
Sure.
Is that okay? I thought you were going to be like Ashley.
I don't know that one. Actually,
it's pronounced,
which is Hopi for. No, I don't know what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, it was based in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which is right next to a military base. So, what was happening was military rules at the time forbid the soldiers from wearing their military uniforms in public. And they weren't going to like go home, change clothes just to run to McDonald's, just to go back to base and get back into their fatigues. So the restaurant manager, David Rich, came up with a solution. He cut a hole in the wall to allow members of the military to pick up their orders without getting out of the car.
So this was an idea that was hatched by the manager of one specific McDonald's.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Isn't that cool?
And I hope that guy got a corner office somewhere.
Seriously. So, yeah. So, basically, like, the military guys weren't allowed in, like, civilian areas in their uniforms.
Huh.
So,
when is this? What era?
Ooh, let me look it up. Hold on.
Or what decade, I should say. I'm going to guess.
Take a guess.
60s. 70s. 70s.
Hold on. There's 1,000 pop-ups.
Hold on to your butts.
1975.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
I win the podcast. Shut it down. I won.
Fast food dark ages. Da, 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 da. The at-the-counter ordering didn't end, but basically it was January 24th, 1975.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And first of all, it was just for the military to drive through. It was just for them, like military members only. But it caught on so fast.
A minute.
Yeah. Like everyone was like, this fucking rules.
Wait, hold on a second.
Let's do this everywhere.
We just stumbled onto something.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
There's a great picture, too. I'll turn it towards you. Look at that old McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, and this actually says in late 1974 is when corporate heads started designing the drive-through, as opposed to this one guy cutting a hole inside of his building, which is essentially what he did.
Yeah.
So like late 1974 is when it got up to corporate and they were like, maybe we should work with this. Maybe we should try to design something.
That's pretty cool.
I thought so. Okay. Moving on.
Next.
Next. We actually just went through a drive-through. So if you hear any little ice shaking around, that's my caramel macchiato because I'm a basic bitch.
That's an expensive coffee for a real cheap gal.
$5 coffee. Yep. Wow. What? Help!
There's a blanket that's attacking
it truly
your beloved Ashley.
Me.
Yeah.
What area of the human body are a quarter of our bones in?
Foot.
Damn, you did it. It's the foot. And I knew this. Like, I knew our feet had a lot of bones, but I didn't realize it was, like, literally most of our bones.
There's a whole bunch of little boys in there. Little boys and girls.
Little boy bones.
Little boy and girl bones floating around in there. Yep.
There are 26 bones in each foot. 26.
Wow, I didn't think there were that many, but.
So that's 52 bones in both feet out of 206 total bones in your body.
Amazing. It's a quarter of your bones. It's technically more. It's like 25.3% of your bones.
Or in your feet.
Wow.
Which may sound like, wow, that's crazy. But if you think about it, like everything our feet do.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot is asked of our feet.
Yeah.
So thank your feet.
Thank your feet today, guys. Yeah, so the bones and joints also allow your feet to absorb and release energy efficiently, and it's one of the reasons humans can outrun any other animal on Earth in an endurance race.
Mm.
Not speed, obviously, but we can run longer than any other
animal.
That's
how there are tribes that exist to this day in Africa that hunt their game by ambushing and then endurance outrunning various, you know, apex predators, basically, you know, like things like cheetahs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They get them in the middle of the day when the sun is at its hottest.
And they're thirstiest, and the
you know, whatever animal it is will run away from them and try to stop and rest. And they catch up and the animal has to get up and run and try to rest and get up and run. And eventually
gives up.
It's just exhausted to the point where it can't run anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are tribes that hunt that way to this day. And it's also a really fascinating glimpse into our history and our evolution and how we became essentially the apex predator.
You think that's why we like tag?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a great game.
It reminds us.
Realized the last time when was the last time you played tag?
Grades. Well, here's the thing. In high school, we did a really fun thing, no drugs or alcohol involved.
Cool.
I know, we were nerds, but we would play flashlight tag in the creepy park that I took you to.
Yeah, that's right. That's fun.
And that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
But like tag, like with your hands tag, I can't remember. Grade school?
Yeah.
Maybe
probably.
High school?
That used to be a blast.
Yeah. Did you ever have that kid that was like, you didn't die touch the safe
spot? Oh, everybody
first?
Has. Every school has that kid. The one who's like, we all saw you get tagged, Brandon. And he's like, no, he didn't get me because when I turned, he. Yeah, every school has that.
I feel like I had an unfair disadvantage because.
You didn't care?
One, I didn't care, but also I have, growing up, I had really long hair and
oh.
They would always tag my hair. And I was like, that's barely fair.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was my argument. It was like, you touched my hair.
Pretty
it's
lame.
Like, I still touched you. And it's like, my fucking hair.
Doesn't count. It's not even alive.
Actually, is hair alive? Or is it? Is hair alive?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting to say because doesn't hair continue to grow after you die?
Yeah, but I don't know if the actual, like, the hair is alive.
Right. Oh, I mean. Well,
Hold on. Guess what? I have a computer with every single piece of information.
Let's do it in real time.
Is hair alive?
I love moments like this because you know someone's listening to the podcast just freaking out in their car because they know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so frustrating to listen to
people being
who
like,
have a podcast.
Is hair alive?
Like, I don't know. And you're like, how do you not know this?
Well, guess what? It's not. So, tiny blood vessels at the base of every follicle feed the hair root to keep it growing. But once the hair is at the skin's surface, the cells within the strand of hair aren't alive anymore.
Aha.
So, the hair you see on every part of your body contains dead cells. The hair is not. Ew. Get this dead hair off of me.
Get this fucking dead hair off of me.
I have so much dead hair on my body.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay, you know what sucks about America?
Let me count the ways.
Fun. Our earlier astronauts couldn't get life insurance for their families. They could not get a life insurance policy.
As an insurance agent myself, that checks out.
Because no insurance company
is touching the first guy going into
space. Seriously, they're obviously doing an extraordinarily fucking dangerous
thing.
That's
pure risk. No.
Yeah, but it's like, they're fucking astronauts, man.
But it's a business.
Yeah, so they could not get life insurance for their families. That has changed since, because now they are government employees, and also a lot of them are military service members. So
yes,
that's nice. They can now get insurance.
USAA, right?
But here's what's crazy. So I'm talking about like Neil Armstrong, like the Apollo 11 crew.
Sure.
Neil, Buzz. They did not have the option.
Neil, Buzz,
the other guy, Mike. Mm-hmm. What's his name? See, don't make fun of me for not knowing his name.
I can't remember. Shoot. He stayed in the module.
Yeah.
He stayed.
He was the one that didn't get to go down.
Didn't get to land. I feel terrible for that guy, but there's a reason why nobody remembers his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfair, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's life, man. Guess what his fucking name is? Michael Collins. I nailed it. Knew his name was Mike. Anyway. They could not get any sort of insurance. And they faced a real chance that they would not return from the moon safely. They kind of knew they weren't coming back. That was the more likely outcome. Yeah. It was kind of a nice surprise when they made it back alive. So due to the extreme danger that they were about to face, and they couldn't take out life insurance policies, so what they did was they signed hundreds of autographs, which their families would have been able to sell if they didn't make it home.
Brilliant.
So they all of them signed, just
that
like
is,
signed
And you
hundreds.
Know what? That is the exact kind of problem solving that I would expect from people associated with the founding of NASA.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So luckily, those life insurance autographs were not needed, but today they show up still sometimes in space memorabilia auctions, and they sell for as much as $30,000 a pop.
Wow.
Yeah. In the nuts.
That's awesome.
I know.
You're crushing this episode so far.
Thank you so much.
You really are. I'm kind of participating in and enjoying this episode as it unfolds.
Yeah.
You continue to impress, Ashley Cassidy.
Thank you. Hey, you guys should check out our new podcast. It's coming out on August 2nd. It's called Ask Me Everything. Our Instagram is at Ask Me Everything Podcast. Our Patreon. We are going to have a Patreon with a bonus episode every month. There's just going to be, I think right now, we're just starting with like $5. You want to donate $5 to the podcast, you get a bonus episode. And we might expand later, but that's kind of all we have time for now with Keep It Weird and this show. But we're going to have a bonus episode every month. It's going to be really funny. I think what we're going to be doing for that is I think we're going to be doing Am I the Asshole questions, which for anyone who doesn't know what Am I the Asshole is, you should get excited because it is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what Joe has to say about it.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's the reckoning is coming.
Yeah. Anyway, so check that out, guys, please. Okay, moving on. I have three more things. This is like a short little thing. I don't really have anything to say about it. I just learned about it and it kind of blew me mind.
It blew me mind.
It blew me mind when I heard it.
I first heard the news and it blew me mind.
So there was a volcanic eruption in 1883 that was called Krakatoa. The Krakatoa volcanic eruption.
Yep,
it was huge. It was so loud that it ruptured eardrums of people 40 minutes away, and it traveled around the world 4 times, and it was clearly heard 3,000 miles away, which is like standing in New York and hearing a sound from San Francisco. Can you imagine?
You can't hear this listening, but I'm blinking incredulously. Wow.
Can you imagine?
No. That's terrifying.
Hearing a sound.
When was this?
1883.
Holy crap.
And it was, so the Krakatoa.
Not to be confused with Croatoa.
Not to be confused with Croatoa, which is a mysterious word carved into a tree that was probably supposed to be Croatoan. That's the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people are like, what does it mean? It's like, I don't know. It's just missing an N to be the local native tribe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was someone came up one letter short before a hatchet was buried into the back of their skull.
So the 1883 eruption of Krakatoa, it was in Indonesia. So luckily, it wasn't as populated as like 2021 United States.
Yeah, sure.
So it wasn't.
And it's also far removed from, mm-hmm. you know.
It still killed 36,000 people.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, it's one of the deadliest and most destructive volcanic events in recorded history. Yeah, but I was mostly focused on, I heard that the fact about the sound and I went, because I can't imagine sitting in LA, hearing a boom and finding out that it was a natural disaster that happened in New York City.
Yeah.
That is like,
gadzooks.
Yeah, get me off this planet.
And I've soiled myself territory.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so this is wild, and maybe I just, like, wasn't paying attention, and everyone knows this already, but did you know that we found something kind of huge under the World Trade Center buildings after 9/11?
Like, kind of huge as in, like, important, or kind of huge as in, like, the size?
Both.
Okay, lay it on me, sis.
So, after the towers fell, and we cleaned away the rubble, and we were building the memorial.
Yeah.
So this was...
Oh, I went and visited that multiple times while they were building it.
So this is like, what, 2000... What year was that then?
I don't know, 08, 09, 10, somewhere around there.
We started building a parking garage for the new World Trade Center Tower, and excavators discovered the remains of a large wooden ship that was built using timber that had been harvested from Pennsylvania around 1773.
Whoa, this is New Amsterdam. This isn't even New York. This is New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's my favorite stuff.
You should see the pictures of it. It's like literally like the rubble of the World Trade Center, essentially, and there's a big boat.
And a giant vessel, sea vessel from the 18th century. Yeah.
So
pre-revolutionary.
Yeah. Apparently Independence Hall and other revolutionary era buildings in Philadelphia were constructed using timber that was harvested around the same time from the same area. And that's how we knew where this wood was from. And this was discovered by a tree ring scientist named Edward Cook.
Thanks, Eddie.
That's a cool job.
Fast Eddie Cook.
The ship is a type of large sailboat called a sloop.
Yep.
And around 1790, it was deemed junk, and its remains were used as landfill to extend the banks of the Hudson River and create more land in New York.
They did that in San Francisco, too. There's I'll save that for another episode. But there's a whole bunch of ancient, quote-unquote, junk, like that sloop, that was used to basically like build the seaport in San Francisco. And there's all kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy old
like, shit under there.
Yeah, like cool stuff, like stuff that came from like China and Japan in the 19th century too. Like really, really cool stuff.
Back in 2014, when this was announced, the ship was supposed to go to the New York State Museum to be on display. But as of this year, I found something that said the ship is being dismantled and is being preserved at a lab at Texas A&M University. But can you imagine going to build like a parking structure at the site that like the worst terrorist event our country has ever experienced and finding a boat from 1776?
That's wild. Yeah. Yeah, buried beneath modern day New York City.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
What a world.
I know.
We're all just walking on dinosaur bones, baby.
Well, yeah. What's that? Is it Glassell Park?
Glassell Park's in LA.
It's in LA. What's the place in New York where there's all those bodies buried underneath it? It's got the...
It's like all the places.
Well, it's got like the archway.
Washington Square.
And underneath it is just like... plague victims.
I actually didn't know that.
Oh, really? We talked about it in when Steve came on, It Weird. We talked about it during our New York episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's pretty much, I know that it's true in Boston, you know, the Boston Commons, there's a bunch of dead people buried there, and I would assume the same would be true of, you know, Philadelphia and all the old cities, DC.
Yeah, there's like hundreds and hundreds of people buried underneath Washington Square.
Dead people everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is my last thing, and this
Thank
has a-
Thank God.
This is the shortest episode you've ever done. Of any Keep It Weird project.
Fine, go.
I have a video to show you with
Ooh,
this
it's
as well.
A video.
Well, it's not a whole video, but I do want to show you
this.
It's half a video, and I'll post a link for you guys too. You know I'm really good at remembering that. I'm not. So this happened in 2016, and I can't find any updates on this, and I need to know. So I need biologists to like write an article or send a tweet.
Where are the biologists?
Because it's been 5 years and we have nothing. So in 2016, some marine biologists were combing the ocean floor off the coast of Southern California.
Southern California.
When they came across a strange glowing purple blob. You have to see this video. As of 2016, which is again the last update I can find, they have no idea what it is.
It's an alien.
It's an alien. That's an alien.
That's an alien.
The researchers literally said, I can't even hazard a guess as to what this is. Another one of them said, this was like in a little, another video I watched. Another one of them was like, I wonder if it's some kind of underwater spider egg sac. At which time another person in the video said, let's leave it then. Because even marine biologists don't fuck with spiders.
Nope. They're like, I'm a marine biologist, so I don't have to deal with spiders.
I don't have to deal with fucking
spiders. I literally picked the one place there are no spiders.
So in the video, guys, which you should watch, and I'm about to show Joe, you can see this blob. It sticks out like a sore thumb because it is glowing and purple. And it literally looks alien. Even for the ocean, it looks alien. And a big crab comes up to mess with it and slowly backs away. Like, even the crab is like, that's a UFO.
The crab is like,
time.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you?
But they ended up being able to grab it. So they are like 1,000% able to take it. But they said it could take scientists several years to determine if the organism is a new species or... and maybe even longer to find out what exactly it is.
Good God.
So let me show it to you. I'll make the video real big.
Okay, so it kind of looks almost jellyfish-like, but then when your eyes focus on it a little more, you're like, no, not a jellyfish.
Sure ain't a jellyfish.
It kind of looks like a little solar system.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It kind of looks like in Men in Black with the marbles.
Yeah. That's like you're zoomed like. Really, really, really far out from a distant solar system.
And they were like, we got to grab it. And then this
Here comes
big
what looks like
crab
a big, like
comes.
A big snow crab. Crab's checking it out.
Look at
You know
it.
What it looks like?
What?
It looks like a fart on Rick and Morty. Boy, that is interesting.
They don't know what it is.
All right, time to go.
Time to go.
Time to go. I feel like I'd be a really bad marine biologist because right at the moment when I would be discovering an entirely new species, rather than seize the glory, I'd be like, let's get out of here.
Let's get the
what
fuck
the,
out of here.
What the fuck is that?
That's like when
I'm
I was
a marine biologist. What I don't know what that is.
Telling Kate's boyfriend the other day about being a paranormal investigator, and he was like, that's cool. I was like, yeah, but we're a little different because every time something scary happens, we're like, ew.
Let's get out
this
of here.
Is the worst.
Run. Yeah.
See, look at this crab.
Yeah,
the crab's
that,
like,
that crab
no,
is doing
thank
his
you.
Step away, not today, backwards.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know that you listeners, unfortunately, did not get the full experience of this. But
play that video, guys.
But
it's
yeah,
great.
That's weird. And the fact that there's no updates on it, that's an alien. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so every single article that I've tried to research on this thing, it doesn't even have a name. Comes up, you know, an article from 2016. So that's like when they found it.
Fishy, pun intended.
And you think that if it was like I don't know if they would announce it if it was nothing. Like, what if they took it to the lab and it was like, oh, it's a children's toy? That'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't that be funny?
But, and I guess they wouldn't report that.
I guess you're right. Yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah.
It's okay. Probably best we don't know. Like, if they haven't said it. Or maybe the government.
Or maybe it's a big old conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Maybe the government went in there and it was like they took all their research. It was like an evolution. Remember an evolution?
Yeah.
With David Duchovny?
Yeah.
And Orlando Jones?
Boy, that's an obscure movie.
That is a great film. Julianne Moore. Mm. Dan Aykroyd. Mm. Sean William Scott. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us this month. I know this is a really short bonus episode, but...
because we're working on big things,
okay? We have
okay?
big things
sometimes coming. You got to take a step backwards so you can take countless steps forward.
Exactly. We are about to go record our final couple episodes of Ask Me Everything. We're going to be releasing 5 episodes in like 2 weeks.
Pretty close.
A sneak peek's coming soon. And I really hope you guys check it out. And I hope you guys... enjoy listening to us just fucking dick around once a month on here too.
And also, on an unrelated note, my birthday is coming up.
Oh shit, Joe's birthday's coming up.
You know, not that I'm like, you know, looking for any attention. Or
right,
anything,
but like if you guys have any presents you want to send him.
If you guys have any like cash you just want to
or
send.
Or cash.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, all right? Cash. Cash is king.
Cash
I think we all
king.
Know cash
yeah.
is king.
Just Venmo me at...
so, like, you know, whether it's... listen, whatever sum of money you feel comfortable mm-hmm. with, if whether it's, you know, $1,000, $5,000,
yeah.
you know, $20,000 if you're having a good year, you know, whatever, however many thousands of dollars you feel comfortable giving me for my 36th birthday for no
and
reason.
And that you think that he deserves.
And well, we know I deserve it, but it's just a matter of
right.
whether or not someone's able to, you know.
For sure.
So listen, like I said, whatever dollar amount
no
you're
pressure.
Comfortable with, whether it's $25,000, $50,000, however many tens of thousands of dollars you can comfortably part with, just go ahead. You can Venmo Ashley.
Yeah.
And just know how much I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks in advance for Joe's hefty
for the,
sum of money
I mean,
birthday
listen,
present.
Erring on the side of caution, I feel like I'll probably clear $200,000, right?
For your birthday this
yeah.
year? I mean, I don't see why not.
Why wouldn't I?
We have all these listeners all listening
these, they
and
love the
sending
show.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
They love the show. You know, I come on here, I work hard, I try
mm-hmm.
hard.
You did a lot of work today.
You know, I did it. I prepared so much for today's episode. Mm-hmm. I got dressed.
Yeah.
I got dressed and then I was sitting on a chair, but then I moved to a different chair that mm-hmm. I sit into. To record the podcast. So, you know, $175,000.
$175,000. Lowball them.
Shouldn't be an issue. So thanks in advance, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for the money. And make sure that you always keep it seared.
But mostly thank you for the money.
Bye.